This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The news out of Major League Baseball this week isn't off-season trades or free agent signings. The Atlanta Braves said yesterday they're going to be moving out of downtown Atlanta and into the cozy confines of a brand new stadium up in the northern suburbs, Cobb County, to be precise. The soon-to-be-abandoned Turner Field is just 17 years old, but Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed said the city can't afford the $250 million or so it would take to fix up that stadium the way the Braves want. Benjamin Flowers is an associate professor at the School of Architecture at Georgia Tech, where he specializes in the business and culture of sports stadiums. Professor Flowers, welcome to the program.
Pleasure to be here.
I have to tell you, sir, I have a car that's practically older than Turner Field, that stadium that the Braves are leaving. Have they become disposable, these multi-million dollar stadiums?
They have in very strange ways, because the team owners and franchises have realized that the real value of a stadium is not in hosting a sporting event or not even hosting more fans. In fact, you'll notice the new Falcon Stadium is projected to be smaller than the old one.
Yeah.
But rather as ways of making money. Stadiums really now are understood much in the same way skyscrapers used to be, which is as machines for generating revenue.
What's the incentive, though, for cities to spend the money they're going to spend sort of betting on the come, if you will, hoping it's going to work out when it doesn't always, as we know?
In this particular case with the Braves, I think what you're seeing is that there's a fairly well-connected real estate investment group active in Cobb County that really wants to see an anchor tenant for a much larger real estate redevelopment project at this site. And so the Braves Stadium operates much in the same way, say, Macy's would at a mall, as the kind of big anchor tenant that brings in people who then also go shopping and spending their money and spending their time elsewhere. And so I think that's what really is the driver of this particular project.
In a way, you can't blame the Braves, right? I mean, yes, they're a baseball team, an American pastime and all that, but fundamentally they're a business. They've been very vocal about saying they are moving to the heart of their fan base up in Cobb County. I mean, it's
right.
There's a rational economic reason for their decision.
There is. The argument I always say is, you know, if you're walking down the street and there's a pile of money there, you don't say, well, I don't need this pile of money and someone else might make better use of it. You pick it up and assuming that no one else is there. Although I do think that a team that has the name of a city, and it does need to show some fealty to that geographic and urban identification.
You know, that idea of teams that have the name of the city in their names, I'm old enough to remember when the New York Giants moved to New Jersey, for crying out loud. And now we have the San Francisco 49ers moving down to Santa Clara. I mean, there is a lessening of affinity here, isn't there?
Well, there is, in part because of the fan base. If you know, that one of the things the Braves did very cleverly as a PR gesture was to put out a map showing a red dot for every Braves ticket purchased in 2012. And you will see that the fan base for the franchise currently draws predominantly from the northern, wealthier suburbs than it does from inside the city and the southern suburbs. And, of course, there's also a racial divide that is described
It's whiter up there. I mean, that's a little touchy, but it's a whiter neighborhood.
It is, exactly. And so I think part of what happens is we're seeing an overall gentrification of sporting life and sporting culture in the United States, where essentially the idea of baseball as a working class and middle class pastime to play and as a working class and middle class pastime to observe is being transformed into a culture where really we're talking about the teams and the franchises care most about the high spenders, the high rollers, the big ticket buyers and the luxury box owners than they do about the $5 and $10 seat ticket holder.
Benjamin Flowers at the School of Architecture at Georgia Tech. Professor, thanks very much for your time, sir.
You're very welcome.